Okay, well, we're on the air. We're ready to go.
Give me a P-O-D. Give me a C-A-S.
Give me a T.
Hey. That was a sucky cheer.
We were never cheerleaders. As you can tell. It's Hucklebug. I am Stenny.
And I'm Beth.
We are Beth and Stenny, and it's Hucklebug, episode 25.
25. We're not kids anymore.
I can't believe.
And it's all downhill from here.
Yep. I cannot believe we've gone this far. 25 episodes.
We should be getting paid for this.
Yeah. Well, we hope you all enjoyed the show this week, and we'll talk to you all next time. Bye.
Send us a dollar. No. My coffee is going cold. And we're 1 minute into the buckle heck. I swear I have not been drinking.
The buckle
nor
heck.
The buckle heck.
What was that noise?
That was a coffee cup scraping against my microphone.
Oh, okay.
Can't do that again.
No.
It's just... The podcast is just a shambles.
Man, it's disintegrating before our very eyes. 3 minutes in.
They're all at home. I know they're drunk.
Yeah.
I know they're drunk.
We're not. Neither of us are. Should we do... What do you want to start with? You choose.
Oh, we must start with shout-outs.
We
it's
must
tradition.
Start with shout-outs. Tradition. Okay.
Tradition.
Tradition. Tradition. Let's do shout-outs.
Shout-outs.
We got a bunch of shout-outs this week. That's nice.
I'm doing a sniff-out instead. I do have a bit of a sniffle this week.
You caught it from me.
Mm-hmm.
Alright, so shout-outs.
Shout-out to Flipsycab.
Flipsycab.
The Jewish one who's celebrating.
It was Rosh Hashanah
last
week. Which is the Jewish New Year.
And according to the commentary, guess what movie a lot of people watch on Rosh Hashanah?
What?
The In-Laws.
Really?
Peter Falk said. So
he's crazy, though.
he was drunk.
He's a little nuts.
He didn't remember the movie.
Yeah, he didn't. He didn't remember any of the scenes of the movie. He thought he was actually doing the driving in that one chase scene.
You think I'd have been in there if you were driving?
Yeah, I don't know that I would necessarily take Falk's word for it, personally.
Well, then you don't have to watch it, Flipsy. It's okay. Yeah.
Lily!
Lily doesn't like Jenga on the air.
Nobody likes Jenga on the air, except you and me and Pete.
The people who play.
Exactly. And then somebody named Anonymous left us a bunch of suggestions.
We are challenging you, Anonymous. Come forward.
We have a shout-out for Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous.
Hello.
I actually suspect that it's Mike and he forgot to sign it, but it's hard to tell because it just says Anonymous. So there's no way to know. And then there's the Pete, our old friend the Pete.
The Pete.
Last week's special guest. And if you guys have not watched the 5-minute show from last week...
You gotta do it.
Gotta do it. There's all this behind-the-scenes stuff. And then apparently this week's 5-minute show is really good as well.
Pete told me.
But I haven't seen it yet.
There's one adorable little moment in the 5-minute show with us where Pete puts his foot up in the chair. Did you notice that? He like folds his knee and puts his foot
I
up
didn't
in
notice
the chair.
That.
Yeah, I don't imagine men doing that. I only imagine women doing that. Not that I'm saying anything about the Pete, but you know.
No. The part that
it's a very childlike type of a thing.
The part that I thought was cute was just before you and I picked up where he looks at the camera and goes, "I'm so nervous," which I thought was adorable.
As well, he should be.
Yeah, we were all set to chew you up and spit you out.
And someone else asking about books.
Yeah, everybody wants to know about books.
If you guys keep asking us about books, I'm going to have to read one.
Bet's
going
to have to get a library card if you guys keep this up.
It's frightening me to death.
We don't read. We don't talk about reading on the Hucklebug. We talk about movies and we talk about TV.
We take the easy way. The reading that I do is subtitles and movies. There you go.
That's my reading. The last book Bet read was a Toshiro Mifune movie.
Yeah. No, actually, I guess Shoot the Piano Player was the last book.
Oh, okay.
I read.
That was the last book you read. The one about Fido.
Fido. My God, right, strike my mother dead.
Shout out to Kelly with an IE. Boy, she's catching up, isn't she?
She is.
She's covering some stuff from a few weeks ago. We'll get back to her potential topic as well. And then there's a shout out to Michelle as well. Hello, Michelle.
Dishy.
Hello, Dishy.
How about a full simulcast if we can't have a live Hucklebug?
A simulcast on the Pete.com. 5-minute show.
Oh, I thought you meant us. We could get webcams and... Oh, that would be interesting.
Forget it. It's out of the question.
You all do not realize what I look like by the time the podcast begins.
Also, I'm not editing video on top of editing audio.
That's right. That's come out every month.
That is just not going to happen, I'm afraid. But let's get back to Kelly's. Kelly's got her potential topic.
That has become listener topic of the potential listener topic of the week.
Anyway, the topic is propose a TV pilot that you would watch.
Well, of course, anything we were in, we would watch.
Actually, I wouldn't watch anything I was in.
Well, you know, I've always said that my life would make a great sitcom.
Hmm.
I actually blogged about that many, many years ago. About, you know, because my work, we have so many characters that come in at work. And,
yeah.
And then, you know, my hapless life at home. The only difference would be I would have a dog on my TV show.
On a TV show, you'd have a dog.
Yes. And I also think, I'm going, since you don't have any, and you can be thinking of something
while I'm
flapping
my guns here. Because I didn't
see this
until like 5 minutes before we went on the air, so I have
nothing
prepared.
Okay, well, you can be thinking, but I also have thought, what a great idea, you know, it's like a running joke in my blog that, you know, I live with Sherman and Peabody and Mr. Peanut and, you know, Huckleberry Hound and all that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if you had a sitcom where somebody actually did live with cartoon characters? And you know,
cool.
they
seems
come
like
home.
Seems like it's been
and,
done.
Has it been done?
It seems like it has been. Maybe it has not, but it seems like something like that was tried and failed. But I could be wrong.
But my actual answer to this, because there is a TV pilot that was actually discussed amongst the faithful of Pound Squeeze, which is the chat channel, of course, that Stinny and I met in.
Yeah.
And this was years ago. But we always thought, wouldn't it be great to have a TV show that was basically chat?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll see if I can explain this all lucidly in less than an hour. But, you know, so
I'll
like there are eight people who gather for, at that time, there were, you know, seven or eight people who gathered for chat. And it would show, you know, like there'd be a camera showing the person typing, you know, like you see here I'm Bette, you know, and so here's my life and I'm typing. And so I would be played by me, of course, or whoever I wanted to play me.
Right.
But, you know, here's Mike, but Mike has a completely different picture of what I look like because he's never met me.
Right.
So, you know, Mike sees me as, let's say, Sophia Loren.
I was going to say Lindsay Lohan.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
So when Mike's thinking of me, I would be played by Sophia Loren. Therefore, when I look at Mike, you know, when I'm typing to Mike and I'm looking at Mike, I think of him as, you know, Elvis Costello or Benjamin Bratt or whoever. So, you know, you would be played by like eight different people because you'd be there. Unless you've met, then you would be played by the same person.
Right.
You are to the person
exactly.
who has actually met you.
Right.
And then we realized we'd have to go cable because we cussed too much. And I think the idea fell apart probably in 2 weeks. But
also, it's a huge cast.
Yeah.
But eight people played by eight
especially
different people.
Especially if
each.
Sophia Loren is one of the
I
people.
Know. I'm not sure Sophia would do the show.
Oh, gosh. But anyway, for like
Benjamin
3 weeks,
though.
It really was our big topic of conversation that we were going to, you know, this was going to, we were going to work this out. And
that was before most of us had met as well.
That's true, so. Maybe if we would all get together and meet, then we could cut the cast way down.
That's true. Then it would just be us.
Yeah.
What I remembered about it also, the way I kind of saw it in my head when we were chatting about it, was that there would be scenes of us just sitting at our, you know, scenes like a single camera on somebody just sitting at their computer or whatever. But then there would also be like a bar or something like that where people would come in and out. And that was, those were the imagined people in the bar. And they were hanging out and interacting and actually talking, exactly.
Oh, nice idea. Yeah. Very good. Then, of course, there was our great idea to revive the match game with ourselves as panelists.
Exactly. That was the other one I was
thinking
about.
Think it'd work.
We'd be awesome on the match game.
If the Game Show Network could buy that show at 3 a.m.,
yeah, man,
it would work.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I'd do it for no money.
I wouldn't. I would expect to be paid handsomely. I'd take Bette's share.
That's okay. You could have my share.
Yay! So now we're going to discuss tracks 6 through 10. Of the CD mix, the wonderful CD mix.
Yeah.
Yay!
Just hooray. Think, this will take less weeks, folks. There's five less
there's
songs.
Only, yeah, there's only, yeah, well, this is only going to take a month to do these this time. That's pretty good. So we'll start off with track 6. Track 6 was a song you like that your mother would like also. And I chose Traveling Man by Ricky Nelson, which was not my traveling song.
I'm a traveling man.
And, Bette, what did you choose?
I chose What I Say by Ray Charles and Fool in Love by Ike and Tina Turner.
Your mom likes good stuff.
Yes, she does. My mom can dance up a storm.
That's nice. That's good to know. Yes. Did you have alternates for your mom?
I only had one, and I can actually remember my mother loving this song. Unfortunately, I hate it, and so I refuse to put it on. But I kept, you're torn. Do you want to be true,
right,
or do you want to be able to listen to your own CD?
Exactly.
And that was When a Man Loves a Woman by Percy Sledge.
Yeah.
My mom was a big Percy Sledge fan, and probably still is.
See, that's another one that I would consider a one-hit wonder. I don't know how you're a fan of Percy Sledge. I mean, I suppose Percy Sledge did have other songs, but I never heard any of them. I only ever heard that song.
Yeah. Had some nice hair, Percy.
Did he?
No idea. Kind of like Little Richard. It was that kind of hair.
Oh, that kind of hair.
Yeah, it was that kind of hair.
I see. My alternates for my mom, I wanted Bridge Over Troubled Water, although that would have really dragged the CD down at this point, I think.
Do a crawl.
Yeah, and it's long. I know she really likes that song. She likes Simon and Garfunkel. Mrs. Robinson maybe would have been all right, but I don't seem to have any Simon and Garfunkel.
For your mom, that's
That's a good point. That's a good point. That probably would have been inappropriate. So I don't actually have any Simon and Garfunkel. So there went that
I was
idea.
Always partial to Cecilia.
Cecilia is good fun.
The Only Living Boy in New York, which
I love.
Which
that
I
one.
Love. Which
but I, my mom
probably
I
would have brought
does.
Things down too. It's quite
I don't
slow.
And that one I don't think my mom likes that one in particular.
Okay.
You know, there are certain ones that I know she likes. But then there was one I hit on that I would have been a fine choice, I think, for the CD, which is Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly.
Ah.
Pretty, 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 pretty. My mom will occasionally just walk around the house going, Peg Sue, Peg Sue, pretty, 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 Peg Sue. It's kind of funny. So I know she likes that song, but then I remembered my mom had a huge crush on Ricky Nelson when she was a kid, and she loved the Ozzy and Harriet show, and so I decided to go with Traveling Man instead.
Oh.
And there you go. That was the one I chose. Number 7. This is my favorite. Number 7. Your Guilty Pleasure song. I chose September Morn by Neil Diamond.
I'm laughing because I, you know.
It's all right.
Mine are guilty too, man.
All the CDs are in. All the CDs
I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing with you.
It's okay. All the CDs are in, and I'm convinced now that mine is the guiltiest pleasure out there. September Morn. But wait till you hear what I almost chose, because it's even worse. Well, what did you have, Bette?
I chose my number one guilty pleasure of all time, All Right Now by Free.
I don't think there's anything guilty about that, personally.
And Wishing Well by Terrence Trent D'Arcy.
Now that one, that's guilty. I could not believe it when that song came on. I went, oh, you are kidding me. Terrence Trent D'Arby? Oh, bet.
That's all right.
So that's certainly no worse than September Morn. What were your, did you have any alternates?
Did I?
I know you had at least one song that you were too embarrassed even to admit.
Yes, I actually had several that I was too embarrassed to admit, which is another way of not being true to your CD, but, because I actually, in my iTunes, I have a category called Guilty Pleasures, and it does have a few songs in it. There's a country, so I'm not really so guilty about this one.
Mm-hmm.
It's a country song by Clint Black
mm-hmm.
called No Time to Kill,
no time
as opposed
to
No Time to Lose. Then I had another country song,
mm-hmm.
Forever and Ever, Amen, by Randy Travis.
Yeah, that.
And I was kind of expecting Lily to use that, and so I kept it off.
But she didn't.
And then I have two more that I really am embarrassed to admit, and y'all will hate me forever, and I'll never listen to the podcast again. Country Grammar by Nelly. Probably the only rap song
Nelly.
In the history of rap songs that I like.
You totally should have put that on.
It's also quite long. And then...
Jeez, you have tons of guilty pleasures.
Yeah, well, there's one more. It's probably the worst. But I don't like it as much as the others I put on. Lovin', Touchin', and Squeezin'
by
Journey.
Journey. Wow.
Oh, God.
Yeah,
okay. And now I'm going to crawl in a hole and you can do yours.
Listen, when I say mine, it's just going to trump yours anyway, because I only had one alternate, and it was Weekend in New England by Barry Manilow. And the only reason I didn't put it on was because I figured it would make all of you sick to your stomachs. I was thinking of you, dear listeners.
Aren't we dorks?
September Morn, though, I think is just as guilty a pleasure. They're both of them very guilty and very pleasurable.
But mostly guilty.
Number eight, a song you like to play when you're pissed off, and that is either to cheer yourself up or to let off some steam. And I chose You Got Trouble from The Music Man.
I love that choice.
Performed by Robert Preston. And Bette, what were your two choices?
My choices were Fortunate Son by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
That's
my Cheer Me Up song.
Mm-hmm.
And Tattooed Love Boys by The Pretenders. That's my Let Off Steam song.
That's your Let Off Steam song.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of went a different direction. Most people seem to choose a Let Off Steam song,
mm-hmm.
given the many times that Lithium popped up.
Yeah, it was... it's a popular choice.
I like Flipsy Cabs to Suck My Left One. That was pretty awesome.
I'll now be incorporating that phrase into my...
Yeah, Suck My Left One. But when I'm pissed off, I don't listen to music to let off steam. If I'm pissed off and I want to stay pissed off, I don't bother listening to music at all. And if I'm pissed off and I want to cheer myself up, I listen to The Music Man. So my only alternates were other songs from The Music Man.
Hmm.
Marion the Librarian, Sadder But Wiser Girl, Wells Fargo Wagon.
Oh, the Wells Fargo Wagon.
Exactly. Anything.
I hope I get my raisins from Fresno.
Pretty much anything from The Music Man will cheer me up except My White Knight. I hate fucking My White Knight.
I hate that one, too.
Hate it.
Does Good Night Must Someone cheer you up? That kind of...
Yeah, kind of.
A little bit of a downer to me. But the piano lesson...
The piano lesson I love.
Yeah, that will cheer you up.
Good Night, My Someone. If I'm in a bad mood and trying to cheer myself up, I might skip that one and go on to the next one. So those were my only alternatives. What were your alternatives?
One of my alternatives I was listening to only this very weekend, and I kind of wished I would have used it instead of Fortunate Son. Because as I mentioned in my track listings, I had this one first and decided to switch to Fortunate Son. But the first one was America 6.0 by Steve Earle, which is the same idea.
Yeah.
What a crummy administration we've got.
Right.
Or just how crummy people have gotten, basically. And I don't know why I didn't use it. Maybe because it was too long or too angry or I don't know. And oddly enough, a song I listen to a lot when I'm pissed off is Brilliant Mistake by Elvis Costello.
That's a good one.
And probably because that's a song, if you're me anyway, that you can fit into a lot of crappy situations that you're in your life.
Yeah.
And so I listen to it quite a bit when I'm pissed off, but it didn't make the cut.
So. Oh, well. And the other ones did. So track number nine, an instrumental song. I chose Taco Wagon by the Young Fresh Fellows.
That's a goodie.
I like it.
I chose Jessica by They Might Be Giants.
Yay, that's a good one too.
And Sleepwalk by the Brian Setzer,
which is also excellent.
Both covers, may I just say.
Yes. What alternatives did you have for the instrumental?
The very first thing that popped into my head immediately when I heard instrumental song was probably my favorite Bela Fleck song, which is called Whitewater, which is just a rollicking, as you might know by the title, bluegrass song. And then I got to thinking that it might actually show up for number 13.
Oh, okay.
Because once you've seen it done live, the studio version seems, when you hear it for the first time, you'll think, wow! But when you hear it done live, the studio version becomes quite tame.
Mm.
And so I didn't choose it. Then I almost chose my favorite instrumental by the Hackensaw Boys.
Yes.
Which is called Over the Waterfall, which is just a perfect clogging type song.
If you like to clog.
And I didn't use it because I didn't want to, you know, I had a Hackensaw Boys for each CD and I didn't want to reuse them.
Right.
So those were my two,
those were your alternates. Okay, those are good. One of the first ones I thought of actually for instrument, I considered Jessica. The They Might Be Giants cover. And I also considered, the Moog Cookbooks cover of Buddy Holly by Weezer, which I couldn't use for reasons which will become obvious in just a moment. But I was really close to using that, and I thought, I can't use Moog Cookbook because I'm going to use the original. And I certainly can't use one right after the other on the CD.
I was going to say, that might have made for an interesting couplet.
The other thing about the Moog Cookbook cover of Buddy Holly is it takes quite a while to get started, and I was afraid that people would have hit the skip button by the time the cool part of the song starts up. I have had a feeling people might have just gone, fuck it. Oh, I also thought of one by Marshall Crenshaw called Edie's Tune, which I don't think Michelle used that one. I do love that one, and that one was real close to making the list, but I thought Michelle might use it. So I decided not to. So I chose Taco Wagon. Taco Wagon's a fun little upbeat number.
Taco Wagon! That doesn't negate it being an instrumental, does it?
I don't think so. Otherwise,
because
I
actually toyed with the idea of One Step Beyond.
I don't know One Step Beyond, but I figured if people could use
One Step Beyond.
I know of
Holy
it, but I don't.
Shit.
I know of it, but I don't know it, how it goes.
Okay.
Yet. That one of their albums was called that, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
I figured if people could use Tequila.
That's true.
By the Champs, which no one did, but they could have.
Another great one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
By the way.
There were a lot of
songs. As Pee Wee Herman will tell you.
There were a lot of songs that could have shown up in a number of spots on this, like Jessica. Yes. For example, is also a kick-ass cover song. People use lots of really good cover songs in several different spots. Flipsy Cab had some great covers.
I had no idea some of those songs had been covered.
Me either. I loved the cover of Love Will Keep Us Together, and I thought the cover of Afternoon Delight was
hilarious. Afternoon Delight, yeah, that was a goodie.
That's from Anchorman.
Which I haven't seen.
Which is a fun movie. I don't know if you'd like it, but you might. Steve Carell's in it. He's very funny.
Yes, and the nephew owns that, I do believe.
There you go. So you can watch it with the
nephew
sometime.
It's mine for the asking.
That's right. So we can move on to number 10 then.
Yes.
It's okay if we do. Song from your favorite music video. I chose Buddy Holly by Weezer, which was why I couldn't choose Mood Cookbook's cover of it. One track earlier.
I'm so proud of you for picking that, because had I gotten my mind out of the 80s and remembered that was such a great video, I probably would have picked
Very few people seem to realize that there were videos made past the 80s besides me and Michelle. But did you have any alternates? What were your choices?
My choices were Can't Get There From Here by R.E.M., mm-hmm. which I knew was going to be, there was no doubt in my mind. And then I ended up with Song for a Future Generation by the B-52s.
See, this was what I found was interesting about your mix, that you could mm-hmm. not only choose just songs I'd never heard of, which, of course, you have plenty of, which is fine. That's the whole reason we do the mix. I don't have a problem with you. It would be boring to get a CD that I knew all the songs on. But you can also find music videos of songs I'd never heard of.
it was not big rotation on MTV.
No. And cover songs of songs that I'd never heard of, because one of your covers was...
Oh, yes.
The BR-549 one I had not heard. The original or the cover. But anyway, what were your alternates?
I did have alternates, and one of them, it's probably a given, but it was Hourglass by Squeeze.
Yeah, that was one of my alternates, too.
And that's something that I love the song. I love the song, and I just thought it was one of the most clever videos.
I still love that video.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, it still holds up, especially the mirror that turns out to be water.
That's an awesome effect.
Yeah. And then the other was, of course, we all know what a great video Sledgehammer was, but I've always had a certain affinity for Big Time.
Me too.
I love that video. There's just so many cute little things in it. And so I almost used it, but for some reason I was looking for something a little off the beaten path, and I picked up an old B-52 CD, and I got to thinking about Rome.
Rome is a good video, too.
Yeah, it was a good video. It's a very
Shack.
Long song.
Yeah,
Love Shack is a fun video, too. But then the minute I picked up that video, that CD, I thought, oh, man, I remember that song for a future generation. And so I went looking for it and I did have it on CD. I can't believe that, because most of their stuff I had on albums, but it worked.
That's one you had.
Yeah.
That's awesome. My only alternate was Weapon of Choice by Fatboy Slim, which we used.
Oh, that's a good one.
Which was great. I was glad that somebody else used it.
While we're on the Fatboy Slim thing, I always enjoyed the video for the Rockefeller Skank.
I don't think I ever saw the video for Rockefeller Skank. Yeah. I only ever heard the song.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember you talking about the song one time, and so I had to go check it out on Napster.
Could be a guilty pleasure, actually.
Funk Soul Brother, check it out,
now.
Funk Soul Brother.
Brother.
That's a fun song. So Weapon of Choice was really my only alternate, although Hourglass did certainly cross my mind. I do love the video for Hourglass. So that's tracks 6 through 10.
Yes.
And we'll be back next week with tracks 11 through 15. What do you want to do?
Well, since we're mixing things up, let's do highlights, lowlights. Because we have been doing movies second, so let's
All
do
right.
highlights, lowlights.
That's fine.
Highlights, lowlights.
Highlights, lowlights. Highlights. I'll start. Should I start with my highlight or my lowlight?
Start with your highlight. I don't know that I have one this week.
Start with my highlight. Okay. With my highlight. Saturday night, I got together with the Pete. And his the wife, they came over and
at the dinner?
We did end up having the dinner, at the very end of the evening. They came over and I just showed them around the apartment, and then we went and hung out in Burbank And we were recording for the Uscast, so
more
cross promotion. And that's gonna.
I hope you didn't get paid for that.
No, I didn't get paid.
Mm.
They said next they're gonna have to drive all the way out to Virginia.
Hey, you're welcome. Anytime. We'll walk up and down and sit at the gazebo where all of the winos hang out.
Oh, perfect. That sounds like way more fun than what we did. We walked up and down the shops there in Burbank and went in and out of stores. Poor,
and you were talking in and out of the stores?
We were.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Sierra, Pete's wife, she's wearing high heels, and, yeah, her feet were just about trash about a half hour into the evening.
I never wear high heels.
I don't either, personally, and that's why I was wearing sneakers. But it was fun, and then we had dinner at, I think it's called the Great Grill. It's this old sort of 50s style diner.
Well, that's good. It started with E. That's
the Great Grill.
Yeah. Yes.
The Great Grill. Yeah. Yeah, we went there and it was fun. We had a nice night. Mm. That was my highlight. Now, what about yourself? What was your highlight?
I guess my highlight was Saturday night as well, because it was the first night of Oktoberfest. Now, those of you who read my blog know that from right now through the next 6 weeks, October, it's going to be talked about. It's a given. So just be ready on the podcast, because you will hear Oktoberfest mentioned many times.
Yes.
It was fun.
Uh-huh.
It was a highlight. It was fun.
It was a highlight.
And, you know, the thing of it is that it becomes, we are playing a few different pieces this year than we've played in the past. That made it a little more fun.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so much fun to get with those guys in the sauerkraut band. They are the best people. They are the rowdiest, rudest, in a nice way, baldiest, sweetest people that you could just ever meet.
Aw, well, that sounds like fun.
Fun.
Did you get drunk or kick your brains out?
I did not. I did not.
That's good.
Saturday night, water was in the mug and had my little flask of Goldschlager, which, you know, I'm used to drinking martinis. I'm used to very unsweet alcohol.
Yeah.
And so I was afraid to go overboard on the Goldschlager because it's incredibly sweet. And I was afraid I would puke my brains out. So I think I ended up with maybe 3 shots of Goldschlager and called it a night.
That's good.
The rest to friends.
Smart thinking.
Yes, because if they drink it, I can.
So what now? Low light? My low light now. My low light also happened on Saturday. I got a rotten haircut.
Oh, no.
My low light.
Oh, no.
It's really bad. And part of it, you know, I mean, part of it, I'm like, you know, I can't even really blame the lady. I mean, I just have terrible hair, and there's not a whole lot you can do.
I'm right there with you on that one.
I don't know. I hardly know any women who are satisfied with their hair. Women who have beautiful, long, curly hair say, oh, I wish I had straight hair like yours. And I'm like, oh, get out of here. I hate my hair.
Every woman wants hair they don't have.
That's absolutely correct.
I want straight as a stick, thick hair that spikes straight up.
No, you don't.
Oh.
Well, mine doesn't spike straight up. That's part of the problem. Mine doesn't do anything. It just lies there. I hate my hair. Hate. I have a haystack for a head. It's just terrible, and I hate it, and I hate her, and I hate my hair. And there's one little section that she left too long.
Oh,
right on the side of my
head.
You don't
have a mullet.
No, it's on the side. It's just one little section on the side. Just one little tiny little clump of hair that's too long, and I want to go back, but I'm like, if I make her cut this part, then she's gonna start evening it out all over the place again, and I can't deal with that.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, this is no consolation whatsoever, but I do always say the difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut's 4 weeks, so.
Yeah, with me, it's always a good difference between a good haircut and a bad haircut is 2 weeks.
Oh, well, see,
my hair grows.
You got
fast.
A breeze, man.
Yeah, my hair grows.
Wear a hat for 2 weeks, and you'll be fine.
I know. Hate it, and the perm's all gone too, so there's no curl left in my hair. So now I just have this one little chunk of hair it's not long. I mean, my hair is short anyway.
Put a little bow around it. Accentuate it.
I keep
accentuate the negative.
Accentuate the negative. Hey, look, everybody. Did you notice this part's longer?
I have a clump of hair.
Yeah. I mean, when it's all combed back, I don't think anybody else really can tell that it's longer, but I sure can. So that's my low light, shitty haircut. What was your low light?
Well, that beats my low light, but my low light, my low light was that it was the beginning of Oktoberfest.
Oh.
No, actually my low light was Friday night, mm-hmm. which was the unofficial beginning of Oktoberfest, because we did have a show up on the mountain, in our outfits with our music.
Yeah.
But it was not the regular Oktoberfest. It was some kind of private party where some people had bought us for the night.
Nice.
Cheap. Awesome. And, private parties are hardly ever fun. They're just, cause they're just full of, as my friend Sethy says, you can't light them. Yet. It's, trying to get them to have fun is like lighting wet newspaper. Mm. It started with about 100 people, which sounds like a pretty good crowd, but it's quite small in the Oktoberfest barn. Mm-hmm. And probably six, and you got to understand, these are people who paid nothing. They just drove up there because they were invited. So about six songs in, the 100 people had dwindled to about 20, and then it dwindled to about 10. Mm. And of those 10 who stayed, they wouldn't let us quit.
Oh, really?
And, you know, Ed, he's just such a nice guy. If anybody likes us, we're there all night, you know.
Yeah.
And so we were supposed to quit playing at 10, and I think we actually ended up playing until about 10:30. And you have to understand it takes probably 45 minutes to clear everything away and then another hour and a half for me to get home.
Right.
But there was a point in the evening where we were to play from 7 to 10.
Right.
There was a point in the evening where I thought it was probably almost over. I thought it's probably about 10 till 10. I happened to look over at Mr. M's watch. Mm-hmm. It was 8:45.
Oh, shit.
And I lost the wheel. So I almost cried. Almost started to cry.
I'm sorry for laughing at your
yeah, well,
light.
It's funny now, but it wasn't funny at the time.
No, I'm laughing through recognition because I've had
And we have a person, I can say this freely because this person wouldn't listen to the Hucklebug if her life depended on it. Mm-hmm. We have a person in the Sauerkraut Band who sings. We have a vocalist. Well, mm-hmm. I'm doing finger quotes.
Oh, she sings. Quote sings, yes. Unquote.
Nice woman. Mm-hmm. She's a nice woman. Bit of a diva. Mm. She basically comes when she wants to.
I can't believe we have divas in.
Didn't? Oh yeah, we got diva. We actually have a couple of. We actually have three divas in the Sauerkraut.
Wow.
But
divas are everywhere.
Oh yeah. But so she decided she didn't want to show up for this gig. Well, when she doesn't show up, that takes out about a third of our show because
right.
there are certain, you know. Audience participation things that involve singing, and during the break she sings, and so that just means we were just playing all fucking night. I mean, we were so tired
yeah.
by the end of this show. It was just like being beat with a bicycle chain, and it was the low light of my week, and so
that
there
sucks.
You go.
At least it's over.
It is over, and the second night, the Saturday night, actually made up for it because it was a real Oktoberfest. The people were there to see us, and
yeah,
you know, it was
cool.
It was fun. Yeah.
Yay!
Yay!
Assieme alla Hucklebug, adesso non se va con ba, tu sei out of luck. La pusci una poca in, la pusci una poca fuori, ma non ti stanca mai, che tu sei forte ancora. La muove una poca qua, la muove una poca là, mo da imparata come l'aia va. C'è nata Randella.
Time to move on to movies, I think. You should go first, because you have three and I only have one.
Yes, I was afraid I was going to have a zero movie week. And
just so you know, I'm not going to let you talk too much about the third one.
The second one. Second
oh, is it the second one?
It's
okay.
The second one, yes. I was afraid I was going to have a no movie week, and then over the weekend I kind of got busy. Saturday morning, watched the movie Head, which I hadn't, I don't think, well, I may have seen it back in the 80s, but I actually saw this at the theater as a child, 1968.
Wow.
Starring the Monkees.
And directed by?
Bob Rafelson.
Oh, I thought it was directed by Jack Nicholson.
No, he has an uncredited cameo in it, but he was hanging around, spreading out the pot, I'm sure, in the LSD.
I don't think he directed it. Maybe he's the executive producer or something.
Probably so.
Okay.
But, yeah, it was directed by Rafelson, who did almost all of the, well, a lot of the TV series.
Okay.
I didn't understand it when I was a kid, but I didn't care because the monkeys were in it. I didn't understand it as an adult. It's just a dumb movie. but it got 3 stars because it's got that nostalgic factor, and I love the monkeys. I will always love the monkeys. I don't care. I don't care if they played their own music. I don't care.
Nicholson incidentally wrote it.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's why.
I think that says more than you would ever hope to understand.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have some of my favorite monkey songs in it.
Such as?
Circle Sky.
Don't know.
Circle Sky. Daddy's Song.
Mm-mm.
As We Go Along.
Mm-mm.
Drawing a blank here.
I don't.
And Victor Mature is in it, so there you go. And Sonny Liston, and Terry Garr, and Annette Funicello.
Yeah, you're so.
And everyone in the free fucking world.
Everyone in the free fucking world, except me.
And contains the line, "Boys, don't never, but never make fun of no cripples."
Hmm.
So. It just brought back a lot of great memories. That's all I can say. 3 stars.
3 stars.
If you ever like the monkeys, and watch it.
All right, then. I saw, let's see, Saturday, I saw The Miracle Worker in my pants.
Oh!
I love
that movie.
Which I gave 4 stars to.
Uh-huh.
Anne Bancroft and Patty Duke.
Wow, wow.
Wow, wow.
Love the breakfast scene.
Yeah. It's a great movie. It's very, very faithfully based on the play. I don't think, while I was watching it, I was trying to think if any of the scenes or even any of the lines, individual lines of dialogue came from anywhere other than the play, and I don't think so. I think the dialogue is word for word straight out of the play. They did a really good job of opening up the action though, because of course obviously, the play
could go outside.
Stage. Yeah, exactly. Well, and there are scenes that take place, quote, outside, unquote. Obviously, at the pump. In the play. But, you know, it's all sort of, you know, set, it's all set bound, obviously. So.
And her dolly. I love her dolly.
Yeah, her dolly's very cute. The great performances. I think Anne Bancroft was actually a little old and not Irish enough for Annie Sullivan. She was great, so you know I don't want to take anything away from her performance. She was fantastic, but Annie Sullivan was only supposed to be like 19 when she taught Helen Keller. You know what? I don't really like the sound mix in that movie. All of the lines seem like they are overdubbed, and I don't know if that's done on purpose because she's deaf, so we'll make the sound
probably
all
not
off.
Probably not.
Probably not. But I don't know. I just that all kind of bothered me a little bit. But I gave it 4 stars. It's a great movie.
Oh, it is. It's good.
Your turn.
Later Saturday morning, Head came very early Saturday morning. I actually watched it in bed. Head in bed.
Nice.
Yeah, I know. That was lovely. Nothing dirty went on. Just watched the movie.
Right.
How Victor Mature. Later Saturday morning, I watched Deadhead Miles. Alan F. Arkin, 4 stars. That's it.
Oh, that's
nice.
That's
all
of
I'm
you.
Allowed to say.
That is nice of you. I appreciate it.
That's my early birthday present to you, Stinny.
I appreciate it. I think, you know what, in the 25 episodes of The Hucklebug that we've done so far, this is the 4th time you've watched Deadhead Miles.
Is it the 4th?
I think so. Yes.
It's either the 4th or 5th. One.
It might be the 5th. You're right. My other movie was also on Saturday, and I really fell down on the movie watching this weekend. I've got one from Netflix that I keep meaning to watch, I haven't gotten around to yet, but, on Saturday I did see Stalag 17.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Never seen it all the way through.
Really? I love
seen
that
movie. Seen bits and pieces, but never all the way through.
I love that movie. There was a time when I loved that movie a lot and watched it fairly frequently. Not as often as I watched Singing in the Rain and Bringing Up Baby. I haven't watched it out. But it's been a long time since I've seen it, so it was fun to revisit it and to see that it was as good as it ever was. 4.5 stars for Stalag 17. William Holden's in it, and I think he's hot. I love William Holden. You don't think he's hot?
I don't think he's hot.
Oh, I do.
Sorry.
In this he is.
And Snap.
In this and
in Sunset
Boulevard.
Not that I don't like him, I just don't, I don't see him. He's no Toshiro, I mean.
But anyway, yeah, it's a great movie directed by Billy Wilder, my favorite director.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so 4.5 stars.
Very
That's
good.
It. I'm done. Movies are over for me.
Well, I got one more. Last night, I watched the movie Separate Tables.
Oh.
Speaking of David Niven.
Yeah, which we were.
What a sweetie.
Yeah.
True gentleman, I think.
I know.
Except
in this movie where he
yeah.
old ladies at the cinema.
Yeah. 1958. But see, that's why I liked him. really, he was just a sad and lonely man.
He really was.
Bless his heart.
He's wonderful in that movie.
He really is. And Wendy Hiller's in it. Burt Lancaster, who has kind of a smoldering sexiness in it.
He does he not?
Yes. Deborah Carr playing a complete simp.
Yeah, no, I never like her. But she's the one who kind of makes the connection with Niven's character.
Yes, that's right. She wanted him to poke her into
Yeah, exactly.
The air.
Who played her mother?
Let's see. Claudette Nivens was the other person. Let's see if I can find who played her mother.
Was it Judith Anderson?
I don't think so, but let me. I'll be telling you while I'm looking that it got 4 stars from me.
That's good.
And I just thought it was a sweet little movie. I mean, it was just, you know. It seemed actually, I figured it was from the 40s. I didn't realize it was from 1958.
Yeah.
It could have been much older to me.
Oh, Gladys Cooper was her mom.
Oh, thank you. You beat me.
Evil woman.
Yes.
She was mean.
She was an evil woman. But yeah, I really enjoyed it. Never seen it before. Had a new one there.
Wow, movies are over too.
Movies are over. The cinema is closed.
Yeah, Dad, right now!
So,
fuck offs?
Fuck off!
George Bush can fuck
George
off.
George Bush can fuck right off.
We hate you, George Bush.
And
can't wait to see that.
I'm pretty much like the Pete of last week. The Pope and the Muslims and everybody can just fuck off.
You know, the whole world can fuck off.
Just fuck off, everybody.
All
just
you fuck off.
Off. You know,
except our listeners, except
get,
us
get,
and
your
our
feelings
listeners.
Were hurt, and I'm really sorry, and he shouldn't have said it, but get the fuck over
oh,
it.
Oh, you know who else? Actually, I did think of one other person I wanted to tell the fuck off this week.
Who?
The Prime Minister of Venezuela. Fuck off. He's our president. We'll take care of it.
That's right.
Fuck
That's
you.
Right. Yeah.
We know he's the devil. Fuck off.
He is such a fucking publicity whore.
He
is just a publicity whore. And, you know, Danny Glover made a big public appearance with him, and now
he
his career's going to go in the dumper.
Well, where has his career
been? Well, I was going to say, it's not like it's that far from the dumper now.
What was the last good movie that guy made? That was just a way to get himself on camera. That's all that
mm-hmm.
was.
Do I have anyone else to tell to fuck off? You'd like to tell your haircutist to fuck off, I have a feeling.
Yeah, Fantastic Sams can fuck off.
Yeah.
And I know everybody now is going, oh, well, no wonder they got... But you know what?
Hey, you got to have your haircut somewhere.
If I'm going to get a shitty haircut, I'd rather pay $17 for it than $50.
That's right.
Or $75. You know what? My hair can fuck off. The Pete and Cece had no idea where Hucklebug came from, so I had to explain to them.
Oh.
Hucklebug.
Huckle and Bug.
Bug.
I'm Huckle.
I am Bug.
And this is...
The Hucklebug. No, I guess it's not fair to just do that and then go on to the next thing. Because maybe our listeners don't know where Hucklebug came from either.
Okay.
We've never talked about it.
Have we not?
Not that I recall.
Oh. Well, would you like to talk about it?
All right. She's Huckleberry Hound and I'm Bugs Bunny.
Yes. Because I've always said, for almost immediately after I met Stinny, and that was online, not in person, that she is the living embodiment of Bugs Bunny.
I kind of disagree with that personally.
Oh, but you know, you've got the accent, you're a smart ass, and I mean that in a good way, a wise ass. Maybe we should say a wise ass. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I envision you as somebody who can get out of a tight scrape, and, you know, you're Bugs Bunny to me.
Oh, thank you.
And it would only follow that
Wabbit season.
If you're Bugs Bunny, then I'm Huckleberry Hound.
You're Huckleberry Hound because, see, the way I told it to Pete was that you're Huckleberry Hound because you have that kind of languorous drawl and you like to take your time telling your stories.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm Bugs Bunny and I talk really fast and I have
to say. There you go. That's right.
But I don't have Bugs. Bugs is from Brooklyn.
And that some of you who have not met me in person probably don't know this, but I'm blue.
She is blue, and she wears a little hat.
I wear a little hat, and I do have a tail.
Mm-hmm. So that's the end of our show this week, ladies and germs, as Bette would say, and Henny Youngman.
That was actually mine. He took that from me.
Yeah, he stole that from you.
I wrote that back in the 30s.
You wrote that back in 1899.
Oh, and the B-side was Take My Wife, Please, oddly enough.
Oh.
People didn't think that it would, you know, go anywhere because it was the B-side, but...
But it you know what? A lot of people got some mileage out of that.
Two-sided hits.
Yeah. That happens every once in a while. That's episode 25 in the can this week.
In the can.
Thank you all for listening. And tune in again next week when something really exciting will happen. I don't know what, but something.
A celebrity gets shot. We will shoot a celebrity.
Yay! That will be great. Anyway, until then, I'm Stenny.
I'm Bette.
We are Bette and Stenny, and this was Huckabug. Thanks for
listening.
Huckabug! Bye!
Bye!
That's the way you do it when you do the...